Welcome to episode 3 of the Groovy Beat Podcast. I'm your host, Jamie Nicole. I'm a holistic health and an empowerment coach, also known as the Natural Healing Coach. So as a health coach, I train busy professionals, I'm purpose-driven leaders, and by that I mean anywhere from a corporate executive all the way to a stay-at-home mom who is the president of the PTA and anyone in between. I teach them how to improve their health through daily lifestyle changes, and as a result, they're able to increase their energy, reduce their stress, increase their overall productivity, and their overall health and well-being. Now, on today's playlist for the Groovy Beat, we're talking about one of the 7 essentials to optimal health that I discussed in episode 2 of the podcast, which is whole foods and nutrition. So today I have a good friend of mine, Joy Diggs. Joy is a certified personal trainer, a registered and licensed dietitian. How are you doing today, Joy?
Oh, I'm wonderful. Thank you so much for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Awesome. Awesome. Glad for you to be here and take some time out of your busy schedule to join me on this first live episode. So today, thank you. So today, I'm so excited. We're talking with Joy about her new vegan meal prep plan.
Well, it's offered in vegan and non-vegan.
Vegan and non-vegan options. Meal prep plan. It's called the Power Plate 28.
Yes, it's a Power Plate 28 challenge.
Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit more about you and more about the challenge.
Okay. Well, as you mentioned, I'm a personal trainer, registered dietitian, and a certified weight loss specialist. Mm-hmm. So the clientele I work with are looking to transform their bodies and their minds through fitness.
Bodies and minds.
And minds. Because you know it's going to start with the mind.
Yes.
And so I'm looking for, you know, professionals who may have already working out, mm-hmm. and maybe bored with their routine. Maybe you're in a plateau and you want to break that plateau, mm-hmm. or you want to build more intensity and get more accountability with what you're already doing.
Yeah, and it's good that we're doing this time of year, right? We entitled this New Year, New Diet. Everyone's out there, it's a new year, new you, and they're looking at ways to transform their health and to transform their diet. And diet is often the one thing that people have the most difficulty with, right, Joy?
Absolutely. So a lot of people like go hard in the gym, mm-hmm. but then their diets suck. Mm-hmm. And so if your food is not on point, you're going to see very minimal results with what you're doing in the gym. And I don't want to say it's a waste, mm-hmm. but you're not going to get the best benefit out of it, you know, opposed to if you're changing your food, mm-hmm. and what you're eating.
Yeah. Awesome.
And so what I do with my clients is I actually do meal planning. Mm-hmm. So the Power Plate 28 is a meal plan that's already created, but I also do individualized meal plans. Mm-hmm. We also do grocery store tours. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking for someone to go grocery shopping with you, mm-hmm. take you aisle by aisle and tell you what to eat, what
step
not to
eat.
Step
by step. Some people need
you
that.
Point out your favorites and I can tell you never to eat it again. Or, you know, give you a different alternative for that, as well as diet counseling. Mm-hmm. So if you want to track your food and then have me look at it and see what you're normally doing, I can give you some tweaks and suggestions to tell you how to better.
So you're a one-stop shop.
They
can
come to you for everything.
Uh-huh. Awesome. So why did you end up creating the Power Plate 28? What was the idea behind that, and why did you get started on that?
Yeah, so one thing people always ask me is, just tell me what to eat. Mm-hmm. Like, I just need someone to just tell me what to eat. And there's a lot of information out there, but it can be hard to pull together a comprehensive plan for yourself, mm-hmm. That is looking at reducing the added sugars, you know, limiting the processed foods, making sure that you're able to cook your own meals for yourself, mm-hmm. and giving you like an easy step-by-step plan on how to eat healthy. Mm-hmm. And so with the Power Plate plan, what I did was I'm giving you all the recipes for 28 days. Mm-hmm. I'm giving you the grocery list. Mm-hmm. It tells you exactly what to eat Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Keeping
your snacks,
simple.
Your breakfast, exactly. Mm-hmm. The meals take 30 to 45 minutes to prepare, mm-hmm. so you're not spending all day in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. You're only cooking twice a week. Mm-hmm. So
it's only twice a week for someone who's busy, like a busy professional.
Exactly.
Which is our client base. This is something mm-hmm. that's perfect for them, because that's one thing that I hear is a struggle for a lot of people. Even if they do know how to meal prep, they may not have time to meal prep.
So or don't think they don't have time to meal prep.
They think they don't have time to meal prep.
Yeah.
So only having to cook twice a week would be beneficial for someone like that, right?
Yeah. And, we've gotten older, we've gotten away from cooking for ourselves, mm-hmm. and we've you know, we go to convenience foods. It's a fast food restaurant on every corner. Mm-hmm. There's a sit-down restaurant on every street. And so we really have to get back to preparing our own food so we know what's in it, mm-hmm. and we can improve the quality of what we're putting in our body.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. So you've told us about the Power Plate. You mm-hmm. provide us with the food. The food recipes.
Yes.
You give us the list to make it shopping, mm-hmm. to make shopping easy. It's only going to take 2 days out of the week for us to cook and prepare. So we really have no excuses.
There's
right?
no excuse. All you do is a plug and play.
Mm-hmm.
You purchase the plan. Everything is there for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a PDF, so it's easy, you know, to flip through and find what you're looking for. Mm-hmm. And even better is a private Facebook group community.
Awesome.
So a lot of times when people are looking to change their eating habits, they may feel like they're alone and mm-hmm. don't have a support system.
Mm-hmm.
And so I offer this plan multiple times throughout the year where we're doing it as a group. So I'm actually doing it with the people who join the challenge.
That's awesome.
I'm cooking the food with you. The foods that are on the plan are foods that I'm normally eating anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes it very simple for me. But you're going to have a group of people who are going through it with you to keep you motivated and accountable. And mm-hmm. if you have any questions, you can just easily, you know, pop into the group and say, hey, I'm struggling with X, Y, and Z.
And I love that so yeah. much. And if anyone who's watching right now follows me on Facebook, they know I'm all about community.
Yeah.
You know, it takes a village. And that's how I got started because yeah. it was sometimes it's hard for you to motivate yourself, but
mm-hmm.
you want to keep going. So if you have that partner on your bad days that can motivate you, or you see someone else doing it when you think you can't, that gives you that little extra push
Absolutely.
To keep going.
And I know, you know, last I had a group going in October
mm-hmm.
and I had people kind of chiming in like, oh my gosh, I'm now a chef. You know, I never really cooked.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you start cooking for yourself and you see the benefits and you feel better,
mm-hmm.
you know, your energy, your skin is breaking out less, you're not bloated. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like the food you put in your body is going to affect how you feel.
Mm-hmm. And I've seen yeah. a few of the meals, and also seen the meals, because oftentimes people think that eating healthy has to be nasty
exactly.
and that you're not going to get any flavor from it.
Right.
But the pictures that I've seen that were posted from your last challenge, the
mm-hmm.
plates were full and,
yeah.
they look good too.
You're not going to be starving. You're not just eating chicken, brown rice, and broccoli every day.
It's a go-to chicken though.
Yeah, chicken.
That's the go-to.
Chicken is on there.
But that gets boring. After
it
a
does,
while.
And we have uh-huh. salmon on there. We have halibut. We have steak.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to get a variety.
Steak
of,
too.
Yeah,
steak.
We have steak. Exactly.
We're getting fancy with the fish.
Just a little. You know, every now and then, you got to get away from the chicken.
No catfish. We have halibut and salmon.
No, we ain't doing catfish.
Catfish.
Exactly.
I don't eat catfish.
But
either.
Yeah, we keep it, you know, interesting, and all the recipes are delicious. So that you're not getting bored. And you're also going to find recipes that you can maintain and eat even after the challenge is over, which is the most important part.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So I know you described some of the ease of use benefits, but what are some of the other benefits that go along with the plan?
Okay. Well, one of the biggest things is that you're avoiding wheat, dairy, and soy.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, you know, foods that are considered healthy may
mm-hmm.
not be healthy for our own individual bodies.
Amen.
And so, you know all about that. And so, you know, I wanted to pull these items out of the 28 days because a lot of people do have sensitivities and don't know it.
Mm-hmm.
And so once you tell somebody don't eat wheat, dairy, or soy, they're like, well, what's left?
Yeah.
What do I eat?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why the 28 days is planned out for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you put those foods back in, now you can see, oh my gosh, I'm still eating healthy, but now I'm eating wheat. And I look like I'm 3 months pregnant, and I
exactly.
and I feel bloated.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, I used to eat yogurt for snack.
Mm-hmm.
I'm eating it again now, but it's making me feel nauseous.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So you can start to make that connection between what you eat and how you feel.
So making sure that you find out what healthy means for you.
Exactly, it's very individualized.
Plan. So what may be an inflammatory food for me may not be an inflammatory food for
exactly
inflammatory food for the next person.
Uh-huh.
So you're not only eating well and losing weight, but you're finding out information about your body.
Absolutely. And when you give your, you notice when you give your body what it needs to be healthy, then you do start to lose the weight. I know that, you know, that some people can eat the same amount of calories,
mm-hmm.
but just change the foods that they're eating,
mm-hmm.
and it has a totally different effect on your body.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, I had a client who was eating 1,800 calories mm-hmm. diligently, you know, logging her food, but a lot of the food she was eating was highly processed,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, graham crackers, mm-hmm. Jell-O,
yeah.
you know what I mean? This isn't a package. Mm-hmm. It's not the best thing for your body.
And I call it the old Weight Watchers. It was the 100-calorie packs back in the day.
Yeah.
And it used to always be over the on the snack aisle.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I thought that was healthy because I was
Because you can control your calories. Right.
Exactly, controlling my calories. And those are the types of things that are convenient for busy people,
mm-hmm.
right?
They are. So they're grab and go.
It was easy to go get a Weight Watchers meal from the freezer and get a 100-calorie pack
right.
and, you know, some maybe some Gatorade because we thought that was healthy too.
Yeah.
Put it in the lunch. You know, not good.
Unless you was like an extreme athlete,
yeah,
you got to kill the Gatorade.
Yeah, not even then. We have other alternatives besides the Gatorade.
Yeah.
But it was I had, look, I'm a single mom with two kids. I have a job. And that's why I say anywhere from a busy professional to a Girl Scout leader, because mm-hmm. I was all of the above. Yeah. So I didn't have time, or I thought I didn't have time to meal prep.
Right.
But the things that I was getting that was advertised to me as healthy was causing my health to deteriorate. And I didn't know.
Yeah, so as I was saying, like, my client was eating 1,800 calories, but it was, you know, these quick items that you can just pick up that were thought to be healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, hey, and she had been in a weight loss plateau for some months.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, 6 to 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept, hey, Power Plate 28, you know, just try this meal plan.
Try it out.
And so she finally tried it and lost, you know, 10 pounds within that 28 days.
Mm-hmm.
And keep in mind, she had not lost any weight in almost a year.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So just keeping the same amount of calories, but just changing the quality of foods that she ate, you know, affected her body to the point where she could actually drop that excess weight.
So just to make this reemphasize this point and what you're saying, not all calories are created
equal.
They are
not equal.
Right?
No. Yes.
And we see that all the time, but not all calories are created equal. So if you're going to someone who's just thinking, oh, we're just going to put you within a certain amount of macros, eat what you want, that's not the way to do it, right?
Right.
That's
yeah.
not the way to do it.
Because food overall is going to affect your body, mm-hmm. right? And so within those calories, you're getting carbs, proteins, fats, mm-hmm. vitamins and minerals and other nutrients that come along with just the food in this natural state
mm-hmm.
that you're not going to get if the food is overly processed
mm-hmm.
and a lot of those nutrients have been taken out.
Mm-hmm.
So you need a lot of things for your body to be healthy, for it to function and process your food the way that it should be. And if you're eating a lot of processed foods, a lot of times your body is you know, it's kind of struggling.
Mm-hmm.
And over time, you start to see that show up as like a chronic disease.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and I really want to emphasize more because I was reading up on the plan.
Okay.
I really like the plan.
Thank you.
On some more of the benefits of it, right?
Uh-huh.
But we want to distinguish why Power Plate 28 versus another meal prep program that they might just get and not know anything about. So you talked about it decreasing inflammation,
mm-hmm.
achy joints.
Yeah.
And the reason I want to bring that up, I teach dance fitness. You're a certified personal trainer. And oftentimes people think, well, I'm overexerting myself. That's why I have achy joints.
Yeah.
They don't attribute it to things that they're eating. Can you talk
That's
a little
true.
Bit more about that?
Yeah. So I actually have a client who experiences a lot of neck pain and
mm-hmm.
jaw pain, TMJ, I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she always uses like a massager
mm-hmm.
to massage out the tension in her neck
mm-hmm.
and, you know, goes to the dentist for like a night guard to wear for her teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And she has kind of gotten away from doing that. But it was crazy enough when she started following my Power Plate 28 plan. For
mm-hmm.
those 28 days, she didn't have any pain.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, wow, I thought that, you know, my pain was coming from other things I was doing, but it was coming from the foods that she was eating.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's crazy, like I said, how food can really affect your total body down to like just your neck and your jaw hurting.
Mm-hmm.
Same person was experiencing hot flashes. Those went away with the plan.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like I said, when you give your body the foods that it needs to be healthy, it'll start to adjust itself.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So those are some awesome benefits of the Power Plate 28 plan. We're going to continue to talk about it. But for right now, we gave you a snippet. If you're following us on Facebook Live, we gave you a snippet, and we want you to go find out more. Where do they
find out about this $1,000 prize that comes attached with it, too?
Yeah, you got to find out about that.
Who's
so,
going to win this
so
money?
So what I need you to do is, after we log off, you can subscribe to the podcast, the Groovy Beat podcast, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, wherever you get download your podcast. Make sure you're following us there. Also, it will be uploaded to YouTube and on my page at the Natural Healing Coach, naturalhealing.coach. I almost said the wrong page, naturalhealing.coach. So thank you. We're going to continue talking to Joy, and make sure that you're subscribed. So Joy, we've talked a little bit about the benefits.
Mm-hmm.
We've explained how it's different. We've also explained what's included with it. They get the recipes.
Yeah.
They get the grocery list. What about the calories? Like, how do I know
mm-hmm.
if that particular plan is going to help me lose weight? If it's in, if I'm following macros,
right.
How do I know which plan is right for me, or if I'm eating the right amount of calories?
Right. So I know a lot of plans, number one, won't even tell you how many calories is on there. You just purchase the plan and don't even know that you're starving yourself.
Exactly.
So I have three different calorie options. It's offered in 1,500 calories, 1,800 calories, and 2,000.
Mm-hmm.
Also on the website is a link where you can go in and it'll calculate, based on your height, your age, your weight, your activity level, how many calories your body needs to maintain its weight.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, if your goal is to lose weight, you would eat less than it takes to maintain.
Mm-hmm.
If your goal is to just maintain your weight, then you would choose that particular plan.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I wanted to make sure that it's offered in different calorie levels, because we don't all need the same amount of calories. and I don't want you starving. That's not the goal of this plan.
And people never really think about that either.
Yeah.
And I just started back on my regimen as well.
New year, new
my you. New year, new me, right? And so, but my goal is to gain muscle. Like, as a health coach, most health coaches, we talk about eating intuitively because mm-hmm. we're focused on making sure that we're healthy. For me, I deal with people with chronic illnesses. They're not trying to gain weight. They're just not trying to lose weight. They're just trying to feel good.
Right.
So for me, it's a mindset shift. And so when I was talking to someone about it, they were like, I don't think you're eating enough. And I'm eating light. I don't like to feel full. You know, I don't want to eat a lot of food. But you need to make sure that you're eating the proper amount of calories as well.
You're a very active person.
Yeah.
Super active. Yeah. So I can see why. Yeah, it could be.
It doesn't look like it because I'm in my thyroid. But that's why I'm focusing on building muscle so we can take it to the next level.
Yeah.
But in order for me to do that, I need to make sure that I'm eating the right amount of calories.
Absolutely.
And so you said that they can go on the website?
Yeah, so on the website, it has 1,500, 1,800, and 2,000 calories. That's for the regular plan. Also offer a vegan version. I know a lot of people watch What the Health, mm-hmm. and they're now on the, you know, the vegan kick, mm-hmm. which if you're going to do it, it needs to be done a healthy way. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people on this French fry diet, mm-hmm. you know, eating a lot of stuff that's still not healthy, but you're claiming to be vegan. Mm-hmm. Just make sure you're still getting the healthy foods that you need.
Yeah, my running partner always says that. Yeah. She turned vegan on me. and so we're doing the same plan right now, but mm-hmm. we eat totally different foods. We're still trying to watch our macros. And she always tells me it's really easy to be a beer and French fry vegan.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
yeah.
so there are a lot of people assume.
Going to Smoothie King all the time, getting these 32-ounce.
Smoothie King.
Drinks full of sugar.
Yeah, not being cognizant just because it has fruit in it and right. a couple of leaves of spinach doesn't necessarily mean it's healthy.
Exactly.
You need to be watching that. But you want to make sure that you're a healthy vegan.
Absolutely. And so that one is offered in 1,500 and 1,700 calories. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what are some of the meals? We described some of the meals on the regular plan mm-hmm. with the steak and the chicken
yeah.
and the halibut and the salmon.
Yeah.
So what kind of options? Because I know that's a concern for her. So if someone's watching and they're out there vegan, what kind of meals would they be getting?
So I have a 7-layer Mexican dip.
I saw that dip.
And so it looks like cheese, but it's actually made out of cashews.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so
cashews.
every single dish that's on this plan, I have taste tested to make sure mm-hmm. it tastes good. And I'm not vegan. Mm-hmm. And I do love food and I love delicious food. So mm-hmm. I want to make sure that it tastes good.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the 7-layer Mexican dip.
Mm-hmm.
We have a spinach and mushroom au gratin.
Mm-hmm.
So again, it's kind of a cheese-like sauce mm-hmm. that's over brown rice. We have a sweet potato and, you know, it's a lot of different things that, you know, you wouldn't even really realize that it doesn't have meat or it doesn't have dairy,
mm-hmm.
you know, unless someone just told you. Mm-hmm. So
another thing I like about that, right? I told you I was doing my research.
Yeah.
Oftentimes we stick with the same foods.
Mm-hmm.
And then oftentimes we don't branch out because we don't know what it is or what it tastes like.
Right.
So sometimes we limit, because of that, we limit the type of nutrients we get because we're only eating a certain amount of or a particular kind of food.
Right.
So you said the lentils. Mm-hmm. You don't hear a lot of people saying lentils.
I had never tried lentils until I made this plan.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
I knew about lentils. Uh-huh. Oh, these are kind of good. Wait a second. These are kind of good.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, and then you also said the cashews.
Yeah. Making that into a cheese sauce. Like,
mm-hmm.
who knew?
Mm-hmm.
Cashews and nutritional yeast mm-hmm. together is amazing.
You can also make macaroni with that as well.
I've seen it. I haven't tried it yet, but that may be on the part two plan.
I know, right?
There's a Thai and pineapple. There's a Thai pineapple fried rice.
Right.
Your favorite recipes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you talked a little bit about the support that was offered.
Mm-hmm.
So can you talk a little bit more about that? You've had the group before, right?
Yeah. So this plan originated last year that I had the Facebook group.
Mm-hmm.
And so once you purchase the plan, you have the link to join that group, that mm-hmm. Facebook group.
Mm-hmm.
It's about a little over 100 members in there right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so the way the challenge normally goes is a lot of people will post their meals for the day just to keep themselves accountable.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as you see people posting, it's like, oh,
like,
God,
let me get on my game.
I gotta be on, exactly. I got to be on my game, too.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of people in there, like, make friends. They become Facebook friends.
Mm-hmm.
And they have someone that's a support system, you know, with them mm-hmm. along their fitness journey.
Mm-hmm.
So it's cool to see the community come together and just make sure that everybody's on point. I also check in with the group every Sunday. I mean, I'm checking in throughout the week.
Mm-hmm.
But on Sundays, I do a Facebook Live. So I'm like, hey, how's everybody doing? Do you have any questions? Just to keep everybody on track and make mm-hmm. sure that everyone is doing well.
Awesome. Yeah. So at this point in the broadcast, we're going to take one quick minute from a word from our sponsors.
This portion of the show is sponsored by iCare. iCare Autism Treatment Center specializes in providing center-based ABA therapy services for children with autism and intellectual disabilities ages 2 and up. With experienced professional staff, iCare Autism Treatment Center will work with your child in an individualized manner to bring out their full potential. We offer programs including behavior management, skills acquisition, and social skills to assist in age-appropriate development. iCare is currently accepting new patients. For more information about iCare, go to www.icareabatherapy.com or contact them at area code 281-781-8703.
And we're back. So we were just, thank you for a word from our sponsors, iCare Treatment Centers. So we were just talking about the support that was offered in the group.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. Now, we posted a picture up earlier. If you're watching on YouTube or you see this on the website, you saw the graphic earlier, but you didn't see it if you're listening. So along with this particular plan, which I think most people want to know more about, mm-hmm. is a $1,000.
Oh, yeah. That money.
Cash prize.
That cash
right?
prize, yes.
Getting that money, getting mm-hmm. that coin. So I'd never seen that before. So you and I didn't get into all the details of it. Yeah. But I would like details about that as okay. well. So can you tell us a little bit more?
I got you. Yeah. So this is my first time, like you said, offering this cash prize. I was like, what's something that can like up the ante and get more people involved?
$1,000 works.
Beginning of the year, people trying to change their diets. Mm-hmm. You may still be hesitant on what plan to try. I'm like, hey, I just want you to try my plan because I know it's going to be a benefit for you. Mm-hmm. And let's throw this money in here.
Let's throw it in there. That's a good incentive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So all you have to do to be eligible for the challenge is to purchase the plan. And then from there, entry is free. Mm-hmm. So purchasing the plan does not enter you into the challenge. Those things are separate. Mm-hmm. But once you purchase the plan, then you're eligible. Mm-hmm. So all you have to do is fill out the entry form, then join the Facebook group. Mm-hmm. And then the last thing is where the magic happens. So you're going to get on Instagram mm-hmm. and post pictures of all your meals and your snacks. Mm-hmm. Use the hashtag PowerPlate28Challenge. The person who posts the most pictures is the winner. Mm-hmm. It's that simple. It's just making sure, again, another step of accountability and motivation, taking pictures, putting them online, keeping each other motivated. Mm-hmm. And then, like I said, if you're the person that posts the most pictures, you win. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, there may be a tie because mm-hmm. a lot of people want this money. Mm-hmm. So in the case that there is a tie, mm-hmm. What you'll do is you'll write it. I'll contact you, let you know, hey, you're up for one of the winning spots. Mm-hmm. And you will submit a testimonial about your 28-day experience. You know, what you learned about yourself, what you learned about, you know, the food that you ate. Mm-hmm. And these testimonials will be posted on Instagram. Mm-hmm. So then the testimonial that has the most likes will be the winner.
Oh, that's an awesome way to do that.
Yeah.
Break the tie.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. And so along with that $1,000 prize for the first place winner, mm-hmm. you're also going to get a 2-month follow-up plan. Mm-hmm. So the original plan is 1 month. And I'm giving you 2 more months of different foods to also add into your normal routine. Mm-hmm. And you get a nutrition consultation with me, which can be done virtually.
Awesome. Now, there's no limitations.
No.
Just make that clear. There's
I got
no
y'all.
You don't have to be local.
No, this is for everybody.
Around the world. I have people on my page around the world.
Well, this is USA only.
USA only?
Because when you the challenge, there are different rules in different countries.
Oh.
And so we're going to start with you. It may
we'll
be worldwide.
US.
Yeah, we're going to start
I'm
here
I'm going to claim that for joy.
And then there's also a second place prize. Mm-hmm. So the second place is the 2-month follow-up plan, mm-hmm. and then also a virtual nutrition consultation. Mm-hmm. So I want to make sure that everyone is set up for the year. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, if you're in this plan, you're engaged and you're involved, I'm going to make sure that, you know, we have something individualized for you mm-hmm. to keep you moving forward, you know, throughout 2019.
So let me just clarify. So the winners, the first and second place winners get uh-huh. a 2-month consultation.
Yep. No, a 2-month meal plan.
I'm assuming 2-month meal plan and a consultation with you.
Yes.
So from that, I have 2 questions.
Okay.
So you said before you ran the program in January of 2018.
Right.
And those said that.
Well, yeah, 2018.
We're in 2019 now.
No, right. I'm like,
of 2018. So the people that were in the group before, are they mm-hmm. still going to be in the group?
Yeah. So I'm not kicking anybody out.
So they can do it again.
A lot of people keep continuing that same program throughout the year. Mm-hmm. So they use a lot of those recipes, become their favorite. So mm-hmm. they're still engaged in the group. Mm-hmm. They're still cooking. And like I said, they just do it multiple times. So they're the people that were like, yo, I've been doing this plan for almost a year. Mm-hmm. Where are the other, I need some more recipes. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
And so they can participate in the $1,000 challenge as well this
yeah.
month.
Yeah.
So they,
yep.
even though they bought it the previous
yep.
year?
Yep, everybody is eligible. If you have the plan, everybody is eligible. There's no extra fee that you have to pay.
Okay, awesome.
So, yeah, a lot of them, of course, they like, I already know how to do this. I've mm-hmm. done it before. Mm-hmm. So they're in there.
So what have you found afterwards? So you've done this in January mm-hmm. of last year. It lasted for 28 days. What was the reaction and the support like in the group after those 28 days? Because we often say, well, beginning of the year, everybody's new year, new you, new diet, that first month. Mm-hmm. So how has the support been in the group and the reaction been in the group? What lifestyle changes have you seen people make as a result of running the program?
Yeah, well, a lot of people, as I was saying, like with the food sensitivity piece, a lot of people don't know that their body does react a little bit differently. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people do continue to keep the wheat, dairy, and soy out of their normal eating pattern, mm-hmm. as do I. Like, I don't eat that really during the week unless I have a meal prep like I did this week. Or, you know, it's a treat meal or something like that, because I do like to create balance and enjoy life. Mm-hmm. So I don't eat those normally. And a lot of people don't, you know, put those back into their diet. Mm-hmm. A lot of them were in a weight loss plateau before. Mm-hmm. They were able to drop weight, you know, while mm-hmm. they were on the plan. So now they're more motivated to continue eating healthy.
That has happened to me before too. You're plateaued. It doesn't matter if you eat a salad or a donut, you're just there.
So do you choose a donut?
Yeah.
That's not to put you on the spot. Exactly.
That's a story. That was the old Jamie.
Yeah, and then, you know, if you're having less aches and pains and you're able to tie that to your food, mm-hmm. you're like, I don't want to feel that pain again. You know, I have someone else who's also always had blood pressure issues. Mm-hmm. And said that her blood pressure was the lowest it's ever been in her life mm-hmm. when she followed the plan.
That's awesome.
So it's like, you know, it's a no-brainer. And she followed the vegan plan, actually.
And then also, too, I just wanted to highlight the fact that you said that her joints weren't hurting as much anymore. Mm-hmm. Again, dance instructor, fitness instructor. A lot of people don't go to the gym. Because, again, their joints are hurting, not knowing that it's their food. And so it's like a cycle, right?
Right.
I can't lose weight because I go to the gym, I'm hurting, right? I'm eating well. Actually, this is my story.
Sound familiar, right?
I was like, hold up, that's me. You're going to the gym, you're injuring yourself, you're hurting. Mm-hmm. And then you're going home, you think you're eating healthy foods. But because you have a sensitivity to those foods.
It keeps that hurt.
You know? And you can get discouraged. You start plateauing, you get discouraged. And then you don't do anything.
And you start choosing that donut. Because it's like, why am I doing this if I'm not making any progress?
So once they see that, they get that motivation because they know it, they know it, they have hope and they know it is possible.
And they know that they still have access to me. So, you know, once you're in the group, you're in. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I don't kick anybody out. Mm-hmm. So if anyone ever has a question about the plan or like, how do I continue this, mm-hmm. you know, then I'm there for them.
Yes, full support.
Absolutely.
So again, just to remind our audience, how do they go and sign up for either the regular plan or the vegan plan?
So the regular plan is at powerplate28.com. That's the number 28. That's mm-hmm. powerplate28.com. The vegan plan can be found on powerplate28vegan.com. Mm-hmm. And that's it. You purchase the plan, you're eligible, you fill out that entry form, and then it's go time.
Awesome.
Yep.
Awesome. Is there anything else that we haven't discussed that you would like our audience to know?
Regarding the plan, I think we were pretty...
We covered it all, didn't we?
Yeah, we're pretty in-depth, so...
I think it's an awesome plan based a little bit on the elimination diet, which I wholeheartedly believe in, especially, you know, we have a different a client base.
Right.
But this particular plan will benefit anybody, so I'm 100% for it. So if you're looking for a meal plan at the beginning of the year, you want to get the new you...
Yeah.
New diet. Check out Power Plate 28,
absolutely.
Whether it is the regular plan or the vegan plan, and see how you like it. You have nothing to lose. Give it a try.
Yeah, and I do want to mention that the challenge is, you know, for these 28 days, but the plan is always available, but mm-hmm. it'll be at different price points, of course. I give a discount when I do a challenge as a group to mm-hmm. get more people involved. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if you feel like you're not able to do it now and you want to do it later in the year, mm-hmm. It'll still be on that same website.
Awesome.
But I want you to do it now, though.
We got
to
do it now.
Let's not put it off.
You have to get your money in. It starts January 7th.
Yeah, so we start on Monday.
Go to the website today. It's Friday. Mm-hmm. Make sure you get the plan. Right? Why not? It's an awesome way to start out the year and to start out making sure that you're not just trying to lose weight to look good.
I'm going
to
do it healthy.
But you're going to do it the healthy way, right?
Yeah.
So we're almost at the end of our show. And as a part of the Groovy Beat, I always want to walk away or our audience to walk away. Basically meeting them where they are and taking you where you want to go. Giving you information that's manageable and creates a sense of empowerment and inspires you to do something more. So I talked to Joy. We wanted to give you at least three things That you can take away right now, in addition to what we've already told you, three things that you can start doing today to help improve your diet. We're on, again, one of the seven essentials that I mentioned in episode two is nutrition. It's the first one, eating whole foods. Mm-hmm. So what can they do? Give us some three tips, yeah. three quick tips that they can implement right now.
Okay. One, reducing added sugar. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are drinking a lot of sugar beverages throughout the day, whether that be Starbucks, sodas, you know, having sugar in their foods. Mm-hmm. So just looking on like food labels and being more cognizant of the sugar that you're intaking throughout the day. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times people are looking to lose weight, mm-hmm. and even just cutting out those sugar beverages without changing anything else will resolve.
Yeah, people don't know how much sugar they're drinking.
Yes, mm-hmm. there's a lot of sugar in everything. Mm-hmm. Number two is limiting processed foods. Mm-hmm. So you're trying to limit foods that come in a package, like we were talking about the Jello and the graham crackers, mm-hmm. and
just
all these
100 calories
that are made in factories that aren't real fruit mm-hmm. food products. Mm-hmm. Trying to limit those and eat, like you said, more whole foods. Mm-hmm. And foods in their natural state. Mm-hmm. And number three, cooking more of your meals at home.
Cooking at home.
Yes. Making time. I mean, even if you just have to start with like just lunch or just dinner, mm-hmm. making sure that you're controlling what you're putting in your food and preparing it yourself.
Awesome. Yeah. So those are three awesome tips. Reduce the sugar. Reduce processed foods. Make sure that you're cooking more at home. We can start doing that today, right?
Absolutely.
We can start doing that today. So I want to make sure, I want to first thank Joy for coming out.
Well, thank you.
My first live show, we got it done. thank you for coming out. I appreciate you. The audience got some awesome information on whole foods, how to get started, going to Power Plate, getting started on the 7th. So I just want to thank you. Thank you again. Thank the audience
for
tuning
in. Thank everybody for tuning in.
Again, if you have not gone and subscribed, make sure that you go subscribe to the Groovy Beat Podcast. We're on all platforms, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, whatever you use, make sure you subscribe. Also, stay connected with us on social media. I'm at the Groovy Beat Podcast on Facebook and Instagram. And I'm also on my health coach page on Facebook and Instagram at Heal Coach. That's H-E-A-L Coach. All right. Until next time, stay groovy. Out.